Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. And it's a special mix of politics, culture, and personal development, too. Shout out to all the underdogs that come along on the journey every week. Kanye's in the news. And I felt like I wanted to talk about it, but in a way that's how we talk about things here and making sure it's a special delivery of underdog stuff. So for folks who may recall old Kanye, he's someone who has had a history of interacting with presidents, either speaking to them, being spoken about. Kanye's been in the news before when it's come to presidents. Does anybody remember Hurricane Katrina and what happened in New Orleans while George Bush was in office? Kanye, jumped into the whole situation and gave his thoughts about how he thought George Bush was handling things. This was Kanye talking about George Bush as president in Katrina.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Well, that was direct to the point. That's Kanye getting into it with presidents. That was George, but he wasn't done. Fast forward a few years later, and I think everyone can remember when Kanye was at the Grammys, and I believe Taylor Swift was about to get her award and give her acceptance speech. And Kanye seemed to believe that Beyonce should have won, or at least someone else besides Taylor Swift should have won. He rushes up on stage and says some things. And believe it or not, and I forgot all about this clip, but believe it or not, President Obama actually weighed in on this pop culture event after it happened. And this is a little bit of when Obama actually gave his thoughts on Kanye at the Grammys and the whole Taylor Swift situation.
The young lady seems like a perfectly nice person. She's getting her award. What's he doing?
Why would he do that?
He's a jackass. No. All this stuff.
That's what Kane said.
I'm assuming all this stuff. Where's the pool? Come on, guys. Let's cut the president some slack.
And that was Barack Obama giving his pop culture thoughts on Kanye West and Taylor Swift. I had never heard that clip before. And I just, Obama, where's Obama when you need him? Maybe a third term might have been quite all right, even though that's not the rules of our country. Two terms and then you got to move on. And then Kanye's not done. So we talked about Kanye and George Bush.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
We talked about Kanye getting talked about by President Obama. And then fast forward to not too long ago, Kanye again weighing in on the president, saying this about Obama in a tweet. Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. Ooh, those are some tough words from the political commentator himself, Kanye West, tweeting this year that Obama was in office 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. That caught my attention. And if that was it, we probably wouldn't have much to talk about today, although that is something to talk about, right? Kanye calling out George Bush. Kanye and Obama having a little back and forth. Obama talking about him and Taylor Swift. And then Kanye talking about nothing changed in Chicago, which I believe is Kanye's hometown. And of course, Obama spent a lot of time in Chicago before he would go on to become president. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about this.
President Donald Trump, that still sounds odd, has now acknowledged Kanye West's support on Twitter, in which he posted a pic of himself wearing a Make America Great Again hat, called the Donald his brother, and claimed they both have dragon energy. He also tweeted about wanting to be friends with the head of TMZ, Harvey Levin.
Yep, Kanye, back at it with some presidents, first Bush, then Obama, now Donald Trump. Kanye has been saying that he supports Trump and is glad that he is our president. He's also shown support for some right-wing groups. He has basically been extremely pro-Trump and pro-conservative. And he's showing pictures of himself, even in a Make America hat, Make America Great Again hat, a picture with some dudes who are big Trump supporters. And I ask you, what's your level of energy with Kanye in this whole situation? Now, for me to ask that question, I got to tell you what the seven levels of energy are. And they're based on some of the work at IPEC, a place where I trained and learned about coaching and specialized in performance and leadership coaching, created by a gentleman called Bruce Snyder. And there's seven levels of energy. And there are attitudes on how we think, feel, and act in our everyday life, every moment, every minute, every day. And we have, each of us, kind of a default setting and operating system, a kind of level that we operate on most of the time. And then there's normally a level we operate on when we're stressed and when times get tough. And so level one would be this idea of you just kind of checked out. You're feeling lethargic, apathetic about things. So level one energy towards this whole Kanye situation would be one of, you're just like, yo, I don't even care. I'm not even going to pay any attention to Kanye anymore. I'm boycotting his stuff. I'm boycotting his story. You're like, Gregory, I'm actually going to turn the radio off and I'll come back when you're talking about something different. That's level one. Level one is like, you have checked out. Done. Finito. Again, not good or bad. Level one energy is oftentimes somewhat draining. It's not very sustainable. And, you know, other examples of level one energy are like, to use a political example, I think about 100 million people who were eligible to vote in the 2016 presidential election didn't vote. Didn't. That's level one energy. Because a lot of them felt apathetic. It felt like their vote didn't count. They felt like victims of the system. And they're just like, you know what? I'm just going to put up the white flag and I'm not even going to pay attention anymore to this whole vote thing. So are you level one with Kanye? You don't even care about this story anymore. You've checked out. You're boycotting Kanye. He doesn't agree with your thoughts and your values. You're done. Or are you level two? Level two is energy is you're ready for a fight. You're angry. You're defiant. You want Kanye to lose and you want to win. You're like, F Kanye. You're going on to Twitter and you're tweeting at him angry messages. You're saying things to him. You're cursing at him. You want to make sure his record sales plummet. You're in attack mode. And again, it happens, right? There's times when I'm in relationships where there's back and forth, there's anger. I want to win. I want them to lose. Shoot, our political system these days feels like that, right? We don't want to do collectively what might be best, so find compromise. We're like, I want to win, and that other party's got to lose. I want to win. I want Kanye to lose. Is that how you're feeling? That would be level two. And there's been some reactions out there so far on kind of both spectrums. There's been some conservatives who are kind of lukewarm, happy, maybe kind of that Kanye is a brother out here talking about Republicans and Donald Trump and saying things like this. You know, they're a little standoffish, but kind of cool, not cool. I think this is Ben Shapiro, a conservative talk host, and these are his thoughts on Kanye.
You know, you can be happy that Kanye West said something that seems to be conservative, but let's not pretend that Kanye West is some sort of genius, okay? Kanye West is not like a super intelligent human being, and he is certainly not politically intelligent. And so the right resonating to anything anyone in pop culture says because, look, that guy's famous.
Well, now, I mean, I may not agree with Kanye, but why are we talking about whether he's intelligent or not? That was Ben Shapiro, a conservative talk show host, being kind of lukewarm about the Kanye thing. But a lot of conservatives have been embracing it, right? They're like happy that there's a brother out here championing the right. And then you've had some other folks weigh in. Here's Whoopi and some of the folks at The View giving their point of view, pun intended.
It's Kanye West. Now, he's been having a love fest online, posting a photo in a Make America Great Again cap and tweeting that the mob can, not that mob, but I guess the collective mob, can't make me not love him. We're both dragon energy. He's my brother. And so the question is, what do you make of this, especially after, you know, what was it, 5 years ago, whenever Bush was in, when he said, you know, Bush doesn't like black people because of the way that Bush All was right. taking care of Hurricane Katrina. So I wonder where the balance is, where the differences are.
Well, there are some memes now that say Kanye West doesn't care about black people with the picture of Bush.
Is Mr. Bush saying that? Is it a meme of Bush?
A meme of a picture of Bush, and it says Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
There's that dragon energy phrase again. Like I said, I don't know anything about dragon energy. Although I do know that Kanye West defines it as natural born leaders, very instinctive, and great foresight. But I do know something about energy leadership. I do know something about the 7 levels of energy, our attitudes towards each other, towards ourselves, towards life, how we flow when things are good, how we flow when things are stressful. Like I said, last week we talked personal finance. That may not be my specific lane, but you know, I know a little something about that, but I know a lot of something when it comes to this whole idea of leadership and performance coaching and about the different ways we interact with the world. Personalities may be long lasting, but our attitudes can evolve and change. What attitude do you have towards this whole Kanye situation? What level of energy do you have? Not dragon energy, but leadership energy, your level of awareness. I talked about level one being you checked out. You're apathetic. You don't care. You're going into your cave. You're like, forget Kanye. You're boycotting stuff. You're like the 100 million so eligible voters who were like, they checked out of the political system. They said, I'm not voting. I'm done. Level one. System doesn't work for me, so I'm checking out. It happens. I've been there. You've been there. Sometimes we end up being level one just because something bad's happened. A loved one passes away. You spend some time in level one actually just being alone and apathetic, lethargic, checking out because you just need some time to recharge. Are you level one with Kanye? You're like, I'm out. I'm done with him. Or are you level two? You're looking for a fight, some conflict. A lot of us, when we are angry or stressed or under pressure, go level two. We go into conflict. We go into defiance. We go into like, I will win and they will lose. So when you heard about this Kanye stuff, did you go level two where you're like, I'm going to go light him up on Twitter, say some nasty things to him. I'm going to make sure I can sabotage any of his record sales. I want to fight. Or are you level three, where you've actually gotten to a place of acceptance, forgiveness, and coping? You're like, I don't like what Kanye's doing or saying. But you're like, I can forgive him. It's not what I would do. If you believe that all of this is just publicity for record sales for his new album that's coming out, you may say, that's not how I would do it, but I understand. And I'm willing to let him live his life and I'm gonna keep living mine. And I've been there. I've been level three. Level three is like, you're kind of taking responsibility for stuff. You're forgiving yourself. You're forgiving others. You're coping. And coping is better than checking out. Coping is better than starting fights, but it's not ideal. It's not really sustainable. It's not long-term satisfying. But it's a step in the right direction. So are you just forgiving Kanye and coping with it? And just going, well, hey, he's got his voice and there's other people who have different voices, different opinions. And we only through three levels. We still got 4, 5, 6, and 7 to go. He's talking dragon energy. I'm talking your energy. Something I learned when I was becoming a certified professional coach, something I learned when I became energy leadership certified. This is my lane. So we're going to talk about it because it's cool to talk about Kanye and other folks cover and commentate about the news, but we get personal about it and think about how you interact with Kanye. We can use this to see how you interact with life overall. Where are you the past couple weeks? Have you been level one, checked out on things, checked out on people, checked out on yourself? Have you been level two? You've been in conflict mode. Him or her, me or them, us or them. I'm winning, you losing. Or have you been level three, which is like, hey, you had that job that was real bad. And then you got a job that's okay, that pays somewhat better. It's not the greatest, but you're in a better work environment. It'll do for now. That's positive. It's not where you want to be long term, but it's still better than where you were. Where are you with Kanye? You level three, you're like, oh, hey, Kanye, it's all, you know, I forgive you. It's all good, man. I'm gonna cope with it. You know, you on the right, I'll stay on the left, coping. Or are you gonna be like John Legend, who I think was doing a little bit of what I'll call level four.
John Legend, who Kanye actually discovered, hinted that Yeezus is blind to the truth, considering, John says, Trump's embrace of white supremacy.
John Legend reportedly sent some text messages to Kanye saying, yo, Yeezy, be mindful of the words and messages that you send out have an impact on people. And from a place of compassion, from a place of looking out for others, making sure Yeezy was okay, making sure he understood what was going on. Is that where you're at? That's kind of what level four is. Taking care of other folks. Your attitude is one of compassion, one of service, one of concern. You might be like, is Kanye still dealing with things from his past? Is Kanye having some troubles at home? What is Kanye okay? Is that where you're come from is with this stuff? Some people are like that. They're like, hey, I just want to make sure he's okay. Level four is, are you concerned about others? Now, insider tip though, for those of you who your attitude about life, Kanye, or life in general is one to always be taking care of others, things can go south real quick and you'd be down at level one, which is checked out and apathetic and upset and in a cave because you feel like you're not appreciated at a certain point. So just be mindful if you're a level four type person, always like, is Kanye okay? Is my family okay? Are my friends okay? And always worried about everybody else. That can go south real quick. With that, so far we're through the four of the seven levels of energy that I learned through some of the leadership and performance coaching that I do. Something that was developed by Prue Snyder, something developed by the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. We're talking about the seven levels of energy. Kanye was talking about dragon energy, but I was like, cool, we'll talk about energy. I'll just talk about another type of energy so that we can have a mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff. Underdogs out there, what's up? How you feeling about Kanye? He went from this.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
To saying that Donald Trump is, you know, somebody who is quite all right. Are you level five energy? Based on my certified professional coaching training and work that I did with the IPEC Institute, something developed by Bruce Snyder, an attitudinal test that kind of looks at how we flow with ourselves, with others, with the world, how we do when we're just, you know, all's good, and also how we do when things are stressful. Level five would be your relationship to this Kanye situation or how your relationship to life could be. Level five is like, hey, how can Kanye and I both win? If you were level five, you'd probably be like, yo, if you could, I mean, you know, I don't know if you can do this or I can do this, but level five would be figuratively, you would reach out to Kanye and go, Kanye, yo, you can both win. There's other ways for you to promote your new album without you sounding all crazy. There is. We can figure out there have to be other promotions, other ways to get you some attention and publicity without you posing in pictures with mega hats on. There have to be. That'd be level five. We figure out how we can both win. Because right now, I don't feel like we're both winning. Today's show, the 7 levels of dragon energy with Kanye. Kind of. Because we're not really going to talk dragon energy. Although if you were wondering what dragon energy is, it's defined by Kanye West as natural born leaders. Very instinctive and great foresight. But I do know something about your energy and my energy. Because one of the things I don't talk about it much, but I'm a certified professional coach and I specialize in performance coaching and leadership coaching. And one of the things I often do and work through with my clients and work through with myself is what's my attitude towards myself, my attitude towards life, towards you. What's my attitude when things are good? What's my attitude when things are stressful? And we all go through these different levels. There's 7 of them. We go up and down like the stock market goes up and down throughout the day. You could be one way one moment, want something else the next. But overall, for the most part, like your phone, like your computer, like a lot of things, you have a certain operating system, a certain default level that you operate on most of the time. And then you have a certain level you operate on most of the time when you're stressed. Shout out to Asha Davis, who goes, she'll tell us her answer about what level of energy she has with this whole Kanye thing in life after she hears all 7. I think that's valid because I've only shared 5. I should share the next 2. So share all 7 and each of you can say what level of energy you are with Kanye and with life. All right. We still got to work through these 7 levels of energy. So we've done 5. Number 6 would be, level 6 is this idea of wisdom. This idea of everyone always wins. This idea of I am you, you are me. So what would that be like for this Kanye situation? What would that look like? That would look like you saying there's times where you have thoughts or beliefs that maybe be at odds with folks or with the culture or, I'm reaching on this one, but level 6 would be this idea of you have the wisdom to know that things like this happen. And that you can see some Kanye in you, even as hard as that may be right now for some of you. And level 7 is a place where we rarely stay for any long period of time. It's like the utopic state. It's like when you're in the zone, when you're in the flow, you can like go in and out of it, but you rarely stay there forever. It's not a sustainable level of energy, but we all touch it from time to time. And level 7 with Kanye stuff would just be like, you find the joy in all of it. You find that, oh, the Kanye situation has allowed people to talk about the fact that maybe affluent Black folks lean more Republican for economic reasons and no longer care as much about some of the social issues because they've been able to potentially, in their eyes, rise above them because of their socioeconomic status. Level 7 says that you see things in, like, there is no winning or losing. Kanye isn't good or bad. He's just a human being trying to figure out his path just like you are. Like I said, most of us are rarely at level 7, but when you're in that mode, embrace it, enjoy it, because it comes and goes. But a lot of magic can happen when we're at level 7. So those are the 7 levels. Level 1, apathetic. You checked out. You're like, I don't care about Kanye. I've tuned it out. I'm boycotting. I'm done. I've checked out of entertainers having political opinions. I'm done. I got other stuff to do. I'm going to figure out what I'm having for Sunday dinner. Level 2, you're in for a fight. You're always looking for conflict. You're always being defined. It's always, I'm going to win. They're going to lose. You want to win, you want Kanye to lose. That's the type of attitude level 2 you in. Level 3 is like you're coping. You're forgiving. You're like, hey, it could be worse. I'm going to just deal with it and embrace that he has a different opinion of mine and be okay with it for now. And just say, hey, you know, he's going to try to sell some albums. Maybe not be the way I would do it, but hey, that's, you know, all that's all for him. And a lot of us are in level 3 in our everyday lives. We coping, we getting by, we take responsibility. We're not totally satisfied, but we're like, it's good enough. And good enough is good when you're coming from a place of being checked out and you gave up. Good enough is good if you came from a place where you always fight with folks and at odds. So good enough is a good place to be along the journey. It's just not a good place to stay. So are you level 3 with Kanye? Are you level 4? When you like John Legend, you texting him, you reaching out, you care, concern, compassion. You're like, Kanye, I just want to know if you're okay. Let's talk. What's going on? How you living? How's your marriage? How are things with you and your mom? What are your political views? How'd you get here? You're concerned. That's the first place you went. Are you level four with this Kanye situation? Are you level five? You're like, Kanye, let's get on the phone. Let's brainstorm. There's got to be other ways that you can figure out how to sell some albums for this new album that's coming out. I understand the whole PR game. You do stuff, you know, infamous, famous. It's all fame. I get it. There's like, but Kanye, there's got to be a better way to sell some records. We can figure it out without you having to go all crazy, having to go from this.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
To Donald Trump and you have Dragon Energy. Like, maybe there's other ways. Let's talk it out. That's level five. Level six is, it's hard for me to find a good example level six. Level six, just know that that's people who are living from a space of wisdom, from a place of how do we all win? I am you, you and me. And level seven is just like Nirvana, utopic. We're rarely there, but when we are there for moments in time, for minutes in time, we just see all of this as just Kanye and you and me just going on this journey of life, trying to figure it all out. And he's not winning. You're not losing. He's not losing. You're not winning. It's just I am. He is. You are. We are. So what level of energy are you with this Kanye situation? And guess what? You can use these levels with how you interact with yourself, with friends, with the world. And this might become a new segment. First time I'm testing this out. I mean, this is a special mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff. So this is some personal development stuff mixed in with some politics and some culture. And so we may do this in future episodes where we'll take a topic and we'll run through what are our seven levels of energy related to it. Because these levels are also applicable to other things going on in life. And the cool thing is they're your attitude. They're your reactions to things. And our reactions and our attitudes can change. You could be angry and mad at the world, and that can be your attitude. And then something changes where you see yourself as differently. You get a new situation, get a new job, you get a new this. And then all of a sudden, you got a new attitude because our attitudes can evolve. And that's what's good about that. They can change over time. Let's see if we have someone on the phone line. Name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hey, is this Asha Davis?
It sure is.
Writer, comedian, big time ad exec, and proud Torontonian.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, always. Hey, first of all, thank you for calling. And second of all, I'm glad that I can actually hear you this time.
Yeah, me too.
So we're talking about the seven levels of Dragon Energy, kind of, and Kanye. What are your thoughts on this whole Kanye thing? What level are you at with Kanye?
I'm at a level of, I feel like it's maybe around level three, level four, based on what you were talking about, but the level of understanding and caring and actually, you know, looking at it beyond the surface words and understanding that, you know, if somebody says, like, you know, somebody else that also said that bad people were their brother and that they love everyone, Jesus, you know? So if you think about really what is the words that he's saying, like, he's not necessarily, you know, I think if you look, you don't necessarily have to agree with somebody in order to show them love. You don't necessarily have to condone what they're doing in order to show them love. And if the world was filled with more love and more peace and less fighting and who's right and who's wrong, you know, maybe it would be a better place.
No, I get that. So you want to show them a little love and some compassion and concern.
But also look at the words that he's saying, you know, think beyond the perspective, you know, like the words that he's saying, like, oh, this guy thinks this bad guy is his brother. This guy's saying that this bad guy deserves love. You know, Jesus said that too.
And we all know that Kanye had some, use the Jesus example, Yeezy, Jesus walks.
Exactly. I'm just saying, look at things outside the box. That's all I'm saying. Don't just be so quick because everybody else is going left to go left because that's what everybody's saying to think. You know what I mean?
No, hey.
That's all I'm saying. You know, because when Jesus was coming out saying, love the Roman, even as he's being nailed to a cross, you know, most people are like, you're crazy. Those people are crazy.
So that's actually a little bit of level six and seven, actually. One of like, hey, there's some wisdom in that. There's this idea of like, I am you, you are me. Let's not be so dismissive of folks. And it's a place that, you know, studies have shown, because I've done this test with people personally, but it also has been an attitudinal test done with like almost 50,000 people around the world. And a lot of us operate in our normal day-to-day level three, which is like we just kind of cope. And we take responsibility for stuff, but we're not totally satisfied, but we kind of cope with things. And so if there was more level four, five, six, the stuff you're talking about, I mean, politics would be different in the U.S. if people came from a place of like, where are you really coming from?
Yeah.
What's hurting you that's caused you to see the world this way? Why is it me against you? What are our other options?
Exactly.
Ooh, and then I also wish that people wouldn't just check out, because as you know, there's a lot of people who are level
one. Because at the end of the day, if you consider everybody a human, there's basic human needs that no matter what your opinion on life is, are going to exist. Every human needs love, you know? Every human needs, you know, home, shelter, other people to talk to, you know? And so there's definitely ways. And I think, you know, when you study things like Buddhism and how do you get to level seven? Because you even said most people don't operate at level seven very much, because that's sort of like the Zen, you know, that's like, I'm completely balanced, right? And shouldn't you be aspiring to live like that? You know, shouldn't you actually accept the fact that I don't get to live like that? It's actually possible, and the most peaceful people in this world live in level seven all the time.
Yeah, and it is a place, just to pick up on what you said, it's a kind of a place where it's unconditional love. It's a place where, like, there actually isn't winning and losing actually doesn't even exist when you're like in that mindset.
Exactly.
No one won or lost life.
Exactly.
Unless they literally have lost their life. Otherwise, they're just like a series of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Asha Davis, part of the original launch team and crew of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Always appreciate having her call in. She is definitely an underdog who is a champ, and we appreciate her. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote: underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.